If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. List hai, to hit hai. Theme-based podcast.
Dune Part 2 is acclaimed filmmaker Denis Villeneuve's magnum opus. The film showcases cinematic excellence through its thought-provoking narrative, complex characters, rich lore, stunning cinematography, and Hans Zimmer's vibrant sound design. The film will probably go down in history as one of the finest of the 21st century. However, Villeneuve and the film's screenwriter John Spates have taken a few liberties from Frank Herbert's original novel. So here are six major differences between the film and the original novel for today's episode of List Hai Toh Hit Hai podcast. Let's get on with it. One of the film's most pivotal characters is the former war master of the House Atreides, Gurney Halleck, played by Josh Brolin. He's also a friend and mentor to the story's protagonist, Timothy Chalamet's Paul Atreides. In Dune Part 2, the narrative omits the subplot where Gurney Halleck mistakenly believes that Paul's mother, Lady Jessica, played by Rebecca Ferguson, betrayed House Atreides and he attempts to murder her. Next, in the film, Lady Jessica learns of her true parentage that she is the daughter of Baron Harkonnen when she drinks the Water of Life. However, this revelation in the book occurs much earlier during one of Paul's spice-induced visions. Next up, Chani, played by Zendaya, has a more significant impact on the narrative in the film when compared to her book counterpart. The Fremen warrior and Paul's interest is depicted in the film as being staunchly against the prophecy of the Lisan al-Ghaib, or the off-world prophet or messiah propagated by the powerful sisterhood, the Bene Gesserit, and that Paul Atreides is the Fremen messiah. However, in the book, Chani believes in the prophecy and Paul's supposed messianic role. Next, Denis Villeneuve and the film's writers have gone to great lengths to add more depth to the lore created by Frank Herbert. The film introduces the concept of two factions of the Fremen from the north and south, with the southern Fremen being more zealous in their religious beliefs. While the northern Fremen, which includes Chani, are skeptical about the prophecy of the Lisan al-Ghaib, the southern Fremen like Javier Bardem, Stilgar are ardent proponents of the prophecy. Next up, another key difference in the film is the lack of a two-year time jump between the first and second story. Dune Part 2 takes place immediately after the events of the first film. The absence of a time jump has resulted in a few alterations to the original story. Alia Atreides, the sister of Paul, is not born in Dune Part 2. She's instead depicted as a fetus with psychic abilities who communicates with her mother, Lady Jessica. In the original story and David Lynch's 1984 film adaptation, Alia is a hyper-intelligent toddler. This approach avoids the challenge of portraying a toddler on screen who can speak with greater intelligence than most adults while still highlighting her character's influence. In Dune Part 2, Paul has visions of an adult version of Alia played by Anya Taylor-Joy. Next up, in the book, Paul and Chani have a son, Leto, named after Paul's late father, Duke Leto Atreides, played by Oscar Isaac. The child is, however, tragically killed during a Harkonnen attack in Arrakis. This major plot point from the novel is omitted, significantly changing the personal stakes for both Paul and Chani in the film adaptation. It could have also helped establish why Paul decides to wage the Holy War at the end of Dune Part 2. That's all for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.